You're on Triple J, Veronica and Lewis filling in for Hack currently. And Hack have been trying to get this guy on for years to talk about the big issues, but he's been ducking and dodging. It is Winston from Parkway Drive. How are you going, Winston?
I'm still ducking and dodging. Ducking and dodging my way around the city, actually.
Yeah, you're a little bit lost, aren't you?
Little bit lost, yeah. It's I think I started running during that Nero song from about four blocks away to try and get here on time.
Yeah,
but, parking in the middle of the afternoon isn't the best thing when all of those throughways are open.
Nero's a good song to run to.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You guys played a massive show last night at your hometown in Byron Bay. How'd that go?
Oh, yeah. Wild. Very, very, very wild. It's the Byron shows are pretty unique in the fact that we get to kind of put them on ourselves locally especially, and we have no real barrier control, and security guards monitor the outside, and that's about it, and the kids just run it themselves, so it kind of got a little loose, to say the I could hear someone just go, oh, in the background then. Yeah.
Anything in particular?
Among the, like, literally 500 stage dives, speaker stacks almost falling over from that many kids jumping off them, us falling over on stage, our bass player having to tape the notes he was supposed to play to the back of his bass. After 7 years of playing bass, he still doesn't know how to do it properly. Right. So, yeah, it was pretty good.
Does your family head along? Do they?
Yeah, they do. They've got a prime spot always picked out, like, right behind the sound desk.
So your mum's so just nice. Stage diving, going, oh, no, yeah,
not quite, but they definitely pick on kids if they don't. So my dad's definitely been known to, like, yell at people if they're not moshing hard enough.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nice. It's cool. It's pretty cool to be able to play a show and look back out and see your parents up the back with their hands in the air and go, oh, yeah, parents, that's nice.
Yeah, when my mum used to come to some of my brother's shows, she always used to think the songs were about her. So she'd go, oh, this one again.
Pretty. It's all so personal.
Now, it's good to have you guys back. A while ago when Triple J spoke to you, you were here, but your band was trapped in South America.
Yeah,
so it's nice
nice they all made it back alive.
It is. That was sound like a pretty intense story.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was, yeah, a nightmare of a story. But I'm glad they're back, and they lost the motorbikes eventually, but they got home okay, which was okay.
Because they were locked up in South America, weren't they?
Yeah, locked up in South America with their bikes taken away from them for dodgy paperwork or something like that, and they were trying to bribe officials. And it was basically after I think 2 weeks of them literally sleeping on the dirt with their motorbikes locked up, and they had to leave the country because they figured they'd tried to bribe too many officials to try and get these bikes back, that they were scared they were already going to get arrested themselves. So it was pretty crazy.
Have you decided to become slightly more tame since? Or?
Not really, but we haven't really had the chance to kind of go any crazier. But then again, I was definitely glad I was at home hearing about these things at that point in time. So, I don't know. I don't know about that. Bribing South American officials isn't probably the best way to get around.
I'm not surprised you guys haven't had time, because you guys are always on tour. You're touring machines.
Yeah, and pretty much.
Before, you're just about to start, you've just started the Australian tour. Mm. But before that, you were going around Europe.
Yeah,
How was that?
It was amazing. It was definitely like the best tour we've done of Europe, which is pretty crazy because Europe is really good to us these days. But this was like the first tour we've done in 5 months, and it's the first tour off Atlas. And we didn't really know what the hell to expect, and from the word go, it was like insane, absolutely insane, and a million people wanting to talk to us and thousands of people turning up to these shows, and we kind of just sat there and went, whoa, all right. Didn't expect this one.
Yeah.
But it was pretty wild.
who in the Europeans really get into your tunes?
We pretty much go anywhere we can, but this time around it was only 3 weeks, and generally we spend a bit more, but we go from UK to Germany, Switzerland, Italy, Belgium, Holland. Who else was there this time?
The Dutch love it, don't they?
The Germans love it the most. The German shows are insane. Every single German show it sold out, and they were all like several thousand people, which
Whoa.
Was ridiculous.
They're
yeah,
just
yeah,
fans
yeah
of
big,
like heavy big gear world. And minimal techno. That's
pretty,
the only two things allowed in
pretty
Germany.
Pretty much, yeah. It was pretty crazy. A lot of nuts stuff happening. Like it was just a big, like, considering we had 5 months off to kind of chill out, coming straight back into that was a really big, nice slap in the face. Like literally got slapped in the face with a jug of beer one night. So that probably wasn't the best, but it was good.
Now, Atlas came out a little while ago. It was a feature album here on Triple J. How have people been taking to it since you've been touring it around?
Really, really, really well. It's crazy it was a feature album, and we're still freaking out over that. But, yeah, we've only had one one tour to judge it by, and that was European. And sometimes it's kind of hard to tell if that's really what people think of things, what Europeans think. But yeah, it went amazing over there. Like, the new songs have been going better than anything we've played before, and it seems like it's dragged the old songs' reaction up as well, which is pretty nice. So yeah, we'll see tonight. We'll see what the River Stage thinks.
Yeah, and tell us about the sort of production of the show, because this is the first time you've actually sort of had heavy
production. Done anything. we're kind of trying to, I guess, make the band have a bit more of a visual impact as well. So we've definitely brought along some perks, which I won't blow completely out of the water here, but it does look definitely like something quite grand, put it that way. Without blowing things up, it's quite grand. But also we've got, like, I guess the River Stage is outside, so we apparently have a meteor shower tonight.
Yeah.
So, which is apparently when we hit the stage. So I'm hoping for, like, the ultimate natural light show to be going on.
You should definitely try to claim it as your own work.
Oh, 100%, 100%, yeah.
Obviously, our budget has got a little bit bigger for production. Now
yeah,
we're
definitely
just shooting asteroids into space.
Yeah. Well, every time we go to Europe, especially UK, we claim we're the ones that bring the sunshine. So, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You are gods now to those people.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. We bring you the sun.
It's such an annoying classic joke for anyone from Melbourne who goes anywhere. They go, oh, bought the weather with you, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
righto. Well, it's nice to actually be able to go somewhere and say, we bought the nice weather with us.
That's so, yeah. Right. So you've got Christmas coming up. Do you get a bit of a break?
We do get a little bit of a break, yeah. Actually, we get a lot of a break. I think we've got like another 3 months off, which is pretty crazy. We're getting old, so we thought we'd have Christmas off and then spend summer at home for once. But it's good. We get to get all the families together and have barbecues and Byron and stuff.
Oh, nice, so. Really? As in the yeah. Band's families?
Band's families, yeah, here and there. Like, duck around to each other's places and stuff. So Byron's a small town. It's only just a little nip across kind of thing. So
do you feel pressure to, you know, like, Byron doesn't necessarily have a huge reputation for a hardcore vibe. How do you sort of go...
Hardcore Christmas,
in. Yeah, with the
wrecking
hardcore
parties. And
yeah.
No, not particularly, but you know, we'll see how we go. Generally, there's like a Christmas Eve show or something going on every now and then, so the kids seem to get out and do those things. I think last night's show in Byron is going to tide us over for a fair while when it comes to craziness.
I want to hear you guys do some carols. I want to hear some Parkway Drive caroling.
That'd be nice. Yeah, maybe one day we'll do that as, like, I don't know, hardcore Halloween kind of postponed trick or treat a bit for, like, Christmas time or something like that, just scare people.
That's great. So are you going to head straight to the show after chatting with us? Or
pretty much, yeah. I did sound check and jumped straight in a van and, like, mowed through a bunch of people who'd been sitting at the gate since 8:30.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to go mow straight back through those people to get back and finish sound check.
If you're in between the ABC studios and River Stage, just stay off the streets,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, please. I'm real sorry that I haven't been able to stop. But, yeah, there was these poor kids out front who've been sitting there since 8:30. Can we have a photo? I'm like, oh my god, I gotta get out of here, I'm so sorry. And now I've got to get back for sound check and they're gonna think I'm a complete moron for not stopping.
But yeah, we were talking to Dallas Green the other day and he was calling that getting recognized.
Yeah, definitely. That's the one. It's even like recognition is one thing, but we get recognized like in the surf as well.
Which is
really, really weird. Like, you're coming in drenched in water and with your board and stuff and someone's on the beach and you go, hey, you're that guy, can you sign something? I'm like, kind of covered in water here, mate. But
yeah, sure.
It's strange.
I didn't actually realise that recognise was a thing that everyone knew, is it? No, I'm silly.
Maybe it's just inside the scene.
Mm, ooh, okay. We're seeing behind the curtain.
Yeah, behind the curtain there's all these phrases you have no idea. We're talking about everyone.
All right, we'll let you get back to it. You're with Veronica and Lewis chatting to Winston from Parkway Drive, who has got to get back to do a show tonight in Brisbane. This is the title track from Atlas. It's a really good one.
Thanks, Winston.
Thank you. Thanks. Have a good one.